Greetings, salute and welcome, lady beings, gentle wanders and other creatures of the night. This is the Truth or Death podcast created by Lola Hamilton and Ebo, your hosts to diversify your life. It's time for insights on the creative arts scene, hacks and tools for healthier living, and hearing stories from voices around the world to share their truth stories. Are you ready to dare your truth? A new episode of the Truth or Death podcast starts now.
Hello and welcome back to the TOD podcast. How has it been 3 months? Oh my goodness. First and foremost, thank you to everyone who has been still listening and supporting. I'm going to take you a bit behind the scenes of what happened. Big shout out to the US, UK, Germany and Korea, which is still so amazing for me that we reach people beyond the pond. And so far, it's been 3 months with a giant break. And I want to take you a bit behind the scenes of like what happened, because we had some interviews scheduled, we had some plans, and then there was literally so much to do, but also a lot of stuff happened in my private life. So essentially, I put the podcasts on hold for now because I love connecting with you guys through the podcasts, but I can only do it when I'm in a space where I can tell, or when I can talk to you from like kind of like centered, grounded stage, instead of like, oh, I'm just going to talk 10 minutes into the microphone and then that's it. No, I want to be here fully present, and this is why I'm starting and kicking off the regular schedule again with a solo episode talking about death, because essentially it's a part of our podcast and I don't think we have necessarily really talked about it. There is a new script coming for all the interviews that we're taking on in season 2 of our podcast, and trust me, we have some really cool interviews in the pipeline, and we're just reconnecting with the artists that are on our waitlist. So just you wait, we have some really cool interviews to come for you. But yeah, today I want to talk about 5 things that death taught me in the last 3 months, or you could say in 2023. But before I come into this, so essentially what happened is that I had to make some choices and some transformations. And if you follow me on Instagram, at Lola C. Wolf, you might have seen it already. I will be moving from the UK back to Germany next year. And that is a massive choice that I had to make in alignment with the IMX creation crew. And it's so exciting and it's so crazy to think as well, because I always thought me in London, that's a forever story. And aligning with my Saturn return, I will make an episode on this. I come to the conclusion that essentially London is a city where you can fulfill your dreams and you can really put yourself out in the world, and I have done this multiple times. I have reached so many dreams while being here. But it is not a city for me personally where I want to spend the rest of my life. And currently, with the world situation as well, I realized that I want to refocus and rechange, and have also made a couple of private choices due to food, climate reasons and other situations. So Germany is my next destination. And from there, we will start kicking off what we had planned for so long. I will start traveling the world more. Seoul, just you wait. We are coming for you. So is LA on the plan. So is Scandinavia. There are so many cities and countries we're going to explore where we put our vision and mission, where we really dive deep and get in there and create, explore, inspire. And it's already shifting and happening. But to make everything official, we will come together next year in Germany, sign the IMX on paper, which is so exciting. It was a plan that was supposed to happen last year. I had to reshift and shape. But if you want a I'm just going to leave it here because, you know, nothing is ever perfect. If you want to know more about that, follow the Sustainable Rockstar podcast. This is my second podcast where I talk more about you could say, the business side of life and what I'm doing. And there's loads of content coming, English and German episodes again. So yeah, that's really exciting. So coming to the point of five things that death has taught me. So within this year, I had a death that was very personal in my family that hit me close. And what happened is basically that this death had affected me since last year in March. And then this year, the death came into reality, and it all started in January. And it was just a matter of like, when is this gonna, like, when is the final situation? And the first thing that I want to tell you is live now and do the thing. Because one thing that happened is when the person left Earth is that things were crazily aligning for me. I had just jumped out of my part-time job in cinema, and yeah, pretty much I had quit or decided to quit the job. And then from there on onwards, what happened is that the final day for this person had come, and I was able to travel to Germany. And I had written down in my manifestation book, I want to see my family on my terms this year in alignment with my business. And when I read that line, it hit me so deeply that sometimes, you know, we forget to connect to our beliefs, or that there's something higher, something bigger going on in the world. And in that moment, I was completely surrendering to the fact of like, oh my God, this is happening. And obviously I couldn't have, like, I thought it would have happened in the sense of, you know, I have certain income from my business and then I'm just going to book the next holiday or whatever. And it happens so much quicker, so much faster, but so much more aligned, because at the same time, the funeral was 1 week after my dad's birthday, who turned 60. And because of all of that, I was able to witness one of the most momentarily moments for my dad in his lifetime. And at the same time, I was capable to be there for my mom around the funeral. So essentially, what it taught me is to be really present and to live in the moment and do the thing. And with doing the thing, what I did is, without a doubt, I booked myself a bus to come from the UK to Germany. And just, you know, half of me was like, what am I doing? Like, I just jumped into being fully self-employed. I don't know what I'm doing exactly. And here I am, being capable to look after my family, to witness so much joy and so much pain in the same time. But it gave me such a feeling of like, this is what you love about life. This is what you always kind of like favored about life. Because I said to my mom when I arrived, I missed that version of me where I took more risks again and aligned more with my vision. Like, before, I had been struggling again. I will also explore this in an episode on the Sustainable Rockstar podcast, on like the first try. I call it my trial and error phase with my business, because for me, it's really hard to pinpoint a date where I said, now I'm full-time in business, or now this is the day where I started to kick off. Because before, I completely made a choice about what type of business I want to run and what I stand for. There was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of like, how do I do this? I don't come from an entrepreneur family. I don't come from a family that ever had built up their own business. So I had to essentially figure it out all on my own. And it was a mess, essentially. But coming back to the point, this whole journey was a reminder for me to really see and go like, give your life a bit more of a spark when you can. Because essentially, we always say life is too short. I feel like it's such a bizarre phrase, because that always has the notch of like, we know when it's over. And for me, it's just more the thing of like, do the thing even if you're afraid, even if you don't know the answer. So essentially, I did. The second thing is, you won't be the same when you truly connect with death, and that's okay. I
had to let go of several parts when this happened. And it was crazy because I didn't shed a tear at the funeral. I was just so fully immersed in the moment. And it was such a... There was so much going on inside of me where I realized, wow, you're really stepping into this new version of yourself, and you're letting all the layers go that you thought you had let go but had to let go now, because there was no turning back from here on onwards. So my point for you is that let yourself be surrendered by death and welcome it. Do welcome it with open arms. That is my take on that. The third point is, death isn't scary. The clusterfuck in your head is, though. It's such a wild topic nowadays. And for someone that has lived with anxiety disorder 8 years of my life, I can 100% tell you that death has been a topic more than once. And it sometimes still catches me of like, oh my god, one day you're not gonna be here. But due to my spiritual path, due to the beliefs that I have, due to the journey that I constantly take, I welcome death with open arms. I don't think I'm necessarily afraid anymore. I think there's a certain respect that I have, generally when I think about aging, but that is a different topic. But generally, death isn't scary. The thoughts that we tell ourselves about death are... The conversations that we don't have about death is what is scary. The conversations that we avoid around death is what is really scary. Because essentially, the more we include it as a normal topic in our life, the more it becomes almost like a pinpoint that, I mean, essentially it's happening for all of us. And to dismantle the topic around death, the more we talk about it, the less it becomes scary and frightening. That is something that I truly believe. Because essentially, when you think about death and you think like you're afraid and stuff, there's something behind, like there is so much root cause, as I always say, when we talk about unconscious work, where something has happened to you in your life. And I'm not automatically connecting it to trauma, because I'm someone that believes that not everyone has been traumatized in their lifetime, and not everyone had the same crazy situation. I know there's this belief going around, or the stigma, that every person has once been traumatized, and I do believe that we have certain collective themes that traumatized us or affected us in a certain way. For my generation, or like I would say for my, the most significant experience for us so far, I guess, for us millennials and Gen Z, I guess, as well, has been obviously the pandemic. And that is a collective thing that we all have been through, and it had an impact and effect on all of us. But despite that, I think that certain people come from certain backgrounds or certain privileges where they won't ever experience certain things where others have such a, I wouldn't say more difficult past, because that would be comparing your own pain to someone else's, which you can't do, in my opinion. But essentially what I mean is that your thoughts that are connected to the topic of death have a deeper reason, a deeper fear that is not necessarily the fear of death. The fourth thing is, it's worth to believe in life and death. And that comes from someone that was once very suicidal and very depressed and very against life. I had little hope in my early teenage years. I had barely, you could say, a vision in life. And it kind of stayed the same with me even when I went to London in the early 20s. I was far from the person that I am now, and there was a lot of clouds surrounding me. I don't want to say darkness, because I have a total different understanding of darkness. I don't see darkness as bad. I don't believe in black and white bullshit, especially not in spirituality. I don't connect darkness automatically to shadows. I see darkness just as light, as a form of energy where both energies teach us so many lessons throughout life. And what we as humans naturally do is just to judge certain things from certain society stigmas. So I do believe that it's worth to believe in life and death, as much as it can be complicated, as much as it can be painful when someone that we love dies. Death is essentially a teacher. And this comes to my final point, which is that death is a teacher of power, pleasure, and pain. And this is something that came to me when I had a vision. It was really intense, it was really deep, and as you know, I also run a mentoring program surrounding darkness. It's called Truth of Sticks. It used to be called Satisfaction Sticks. I have just changed the name because that's what I do sometimes when a new creative vision comes through. It's a one-on-one mentoring where we really explore darkness, but not in the means of shadows and trauma, but in the means of using it as an amplifier and power in your life. And there is the topic of death included, the topic of a legacy, of impact, because there's still so much stigma around it, and I want you to really dive deep and talk about these things. And to me, death is therefore one of the best teachers that you can have in life. There's so much that we can gain from just the topic around surrounding death and really thinking about it. And essentially, there's so much power that comes from it as well, and so much pleasure. And pain. But this pain won't always stay around. You will find your way to deal with this pain. That is all I have to say at this point. We will be back with regular podcast episodes, and there will be more insights of what exactly happened in the last 3 months, what's going on with my books, what is going on with the IMX. Where are we going with the Sustainable Rockstar podcast? What has happened since? I'm really excited to be back on the journey of podcasting for you guys. And I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you look after yourself, you take care of yourself, and you have the best freaking day or night. And I hear you next time on the TOD podcast.